This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
This week, Whole Foods says it'll stop selling items made by prison inmates after some consumers were upset that the chain might be exploiting cheap prison labor. Whole Foods said it thought it was doing the right thing, supporting a prison vocational program. Now, this is part of an ongoing debate about whether the benefits of giving inmates work are outweighed by the unfair competition this can present, particularly to small businesses. Marketplace's Mark Garrison brings us a story that starts in a factory that makes road signs in New Jersey.
This is Brymar Industries. Today, we're customers.
This is the birth of your sign.
Our midwife is Jason Hodgelick, chief marketing officer, standing over a printer that's spitting out our sign's label. Brymar can do custom jobs. People sometimes order novelty signs, many of which the FCC would be unhappy if we shared with you. Our sign label heads to another part of the factory, where manager Juan Ventura grabs a blank piece of aluminum and rolls the green label onto the metal.
That's it. We have a finished street name sign.
What does it say?
Marketplace.
Brymar is not a player in those giant signs you see hanging on freeway overpasses. Hodgelick says it's not lack of capability.
It's a very difficult and in some cases even impossible business to enter.
That's because many states use inmate labor. Prisoners also make everything from furniture to clothes, almost always for pennies an hour. Steve Lamar is with the American Apparel and Footwear Association. He fights for manufacturers competing with cheap prison labor.
As a result of that, our members lose contracts, factories close, people lose jobs, and ultimately companies go out of business.
But supporters of prison labor argue it's good for society. Research shows job training inmates get makes them less likely to reoffend. At a medium-security prison in North Carolina, prisoners cut giant sheets of metal into road signs. Inmate Bill Spainauer says he's grateful for the work.
Learned how to weld, work the sewing plant, work in the print shop, running an offset printer, giving me a lot of trades that I might not have learned before.
Karen Brown directs North Carolina's program. She's also president of the National Correctional Industries Association.
We try very hard to partner with the private sector. We tell them, we are training and preparing offenders to come to work for you.
Back at Brymar, Hodgelick says business is great, even if prison labor has part of the market locked up.
There is a sense of frustration there, but I wouldn't call it unfair. I would call it a reality that we have worked around.
And that's what the private sector has to do when the competition is convicts. In New Jersey, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.